Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful, clean, and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dub-dub in the tub-a-tub-tub.
Tanya has her Hanukkah gift on her neck. It is from Robbie.
Yes.
With her new initials, which are T-R-Y, which try being your initials is my favorite thing ever.
It's the most on brand. Like,
it was meant to be.
It was so meant to be.
Yeah.
Not to give any spoilers away, but it's going to be very significant in my life over the next year.
What? Try?
Yeah.
Why?
It just is.
Is that?
I should leave you with that. It's a little Taylor Swift Easter egg.
I'm going to guess that is the 2024 word.
You're just going to have to wait and find out in 2024 now, aren't
you? Well, you did give us some interesting stories, really alluding to your new year plans yesterday while you were working out.
Yeah.
Some questionable angles you chose.
I have to tell you, I posted this video of myself working out, and like, I'm really good at glute bridges. Like, that's like those are my claim to fame. Like, I can glute bridge like 45 pound weights. Like, I can crush them.
What? So did someone tell you you were good at glute bridges? Like, how do you say that's your claim to fame?
Robbie's like, babe, you're good at those. And I'm like, I know.
Okay. So Robbie says.
So I set up my video to like film myself doing them, but I didn't realize the angle was like straight crotch
shot. Straight up the vagina.
And everybody DM'd me and was like, I cannot wait to hear Becca's thoughts on this angle.
You know, sometimes I'll be honest. I saw it and I just clicked through because I was like, why? And then I also got messages because you were like, people were messaging me about this. And so I went back and watched, and it really lingers on there for a minute. Like, you really stayed in that position for a while.
Yeah, I filmed the whole thing, about 10-minute video.
So the thing is that you were like, oh, I didn't realize it was right up the crotch.
Yes.
But then you still posted, went through and edited the little montage.
Correct. Correct.
So that was a choice.
Yeah, many angles I got.
You did
move my
many
camera
angles.
To the left, a little to the right, but it really shows the
elevation
of my glute bridge.
That just means your glutes are very strong
they
and your
are.
Hamstrings.
They are.
Yeah. So congrats to being a glute bridge queen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And hopefully in the new year, we get the side angle more and Robbie gets the other angle that we...
I'll try. I'll be mindful of it.
Yeah.
I'll keep it in mind.
I imagine you will.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like you've been, have things been heightened for you recently?
In what way?
Like stressed?
Yeah.
I feel it.
Why?
I don't know. Sense it.
How?
It's just a feeling. Scorpio things.
Tell me.
I just feel the energy, and I haven't like talked to you a lot. Like
I'll text you, and I'm like, "Hello, hello, hello. Is this thing on?"
Microphone. Like, name your day. That's you. That's not what tipped me off.
Oh,
it was more just. It's just something I have. I'm in tune with.
Yeah,
I do it with all my. I can do it with all my friends.
Yeah, I think this is not my word for 2024, but I really want to focus on balance in 2024 because I don't have any balance right now.
Balance in like work,
life, work, life, all the things.
Let's talk about it. Where do you not feel balanced?
I feel like, okay, I used to work out every single day and now I can barely get myself to work out one or two times a week.
I feel like you work out every day.
No, I don't work out every day. I work out like one or two times a week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why?
So that's like an example.
Why do you feel that is?
Are you trying to like therapy me right now?
No, I'm asking because I feel like how I view you is that you have unlimited energy. So I'm like interested in this.
Yeah, it's not, I'm not working out for lack of energy. Oh. It's lack of time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Something that I struggle with, I know a lot of other people do too, is like if you don't have enough time to do the full workout, it's like I'm not gonna do it.
Right, if I don't have the full hour, I'm just like whatever.
And I keep trying to tell myself like I'm wondering what you do, if like is it better to do a little bit if you don't have the whole
hour?
You know,
there's like all these YouTube videos that are out there, there's all these apps and stuff. I'm like, you can do it at home for 20 minutes and that's better than nothing.
I mean, imagine the glute bridges for 20 minutes.
I know. I just stick a little 50-pound waiter on my groin and up we go.
Up and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I too don't, well, I don't really think about working out in general. You know, like I'm not like, oh no, I only have an hour or I don't have an hour. So like if I don't have a full moment to just go and like, the thing is I have to allow time to talk myself up to it. Get there, talk myself through doing it. And then what happens after? And then I have to be like, do I shower? Do I have to shower again and get like ready?
The hair washing is a whole other situation. It is a whole thing.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're getting two workouts in a week, then kudos.
Good on you. Yeah, good I know. But when you went from 7 days to two, there's obviously something off balance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So 2024 is like getting back into
balance.
Tanya time.
Yeah. Yes.
But do you do your sauna every night?
No.
Oh.
That's another hour that I don't have.
Well, that you could really just do like
I know that increments. Requires no energy. Yeah. I just like sit there like a bump on a log.
All right. Well, here's to being balanced. I too would love to be balanced. I think my hormones are not balanced because I have been in a rage fest.
I know.
But I think I've.
But you're out of it now, right?
I think I'm coming out of the deep luteal.
Uh-huh.
So that means
you got your period. So you're on your menstrual.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
menstrual. But I think the deep luteal really carried on for a couple days.
It does. Like the beginning of your menstrual and the end of your luteal are basically one and the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't good.
Happy we're turning the corner.
And apparently Mercury is in retrograde.
Correct.
Till like the first or something.
I think the second.
Or the second. And I've never been one to like
double checking. No,
I've never been one to like blame anything on Mercury being in retro, but this time I needed something to blame on.
Do you know who's not in retrograde?
You,
Jeff Probst.
Oh,
wow.
Wait, I was going to bring him up and not in that way, but yeah.
Don't even understand. You know, they're like, don't meet your heroes because like, yikes.
Yeah.
It was a complete opposite. Like, it was like, meet your hero and he becomes Santa Claus. Like, I have never experienced meeting somebody like Jeff Probst in my life.
Just what a review.
Button on it. We are out of Mercury retrograde on New Year's Day at 8:37 a.m. our time.
Okay, wow. So Jan 1, 2024.
Okay. Great. Couple more weeks.
Yeah. So don't sign any contracts.
Oof.
And be extra clear with your communication because communication is going to
go down.
Yeah. But it's fine. And who's communicating? It's the holidays.
Well, I'm communicating with Haley.
Well, be
prayers
extra clear. Prayers for Haley. Yeah.
Okay. So Jeff Probst is the Survivor host for those who have not been around for 20 years.
Like myself. I have not been around for 20 years. Well, I'm a new fan. And he is. So I got invited to this, like, it was like a fan event, right? Mm-hmm. So it was like an advanced screening. You watch it the day before the show. So like 24-hour advanced screening. And it was in this like TV screening room where they had like all these candies and popcorn and all this stuff. And nobody knew Jeff Probst was going to be there, but they told me because they asked me if I would introduce him.
Wow.
So we're all sitting there, we're watching the episode, and like, I'm not going to lie, watching this episode with a crowd of people, it was the funniest episode I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know if it was because like we were watching with the crowd or if the people were funnier. But
I think it's the influence of the crowd.
Yeah, it must have been. Because I'm like, Jake's never been this funny. And he was like one-liner central that episode.
And when the room laughs, everybody laughs.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, wow, this is so funny. And then you watch it at home later, like, oh, this is just a regular episode of Survivor.
Right. Yeah. So when the episode wraps up, I come back out in front and I say, hey, you know, you guys fill out these questions when you walked in. There's somebody special here to answer them. Please welcome Jeff Probst. So he comes out. He gives
the crowd go wild.
Wild. Standing ovation.
Wow.
Standing ovation. And he gives me this hug and he's like, Tanya, thank you for doing this. And I was like, he said my name. So I'm like freaking out. So I sit back in my seat and he's answering all these fan questions, right? Uh-huh. This man does not just collect a check and bounce. He is so involved. He cares so much about the show. His answers were like 10 minutes long for everything. It wasn't just like a, yeah. It was so thoughtful, so intentional. Mm-hmm. He like really cares about this show. So then he finishes up the Q&A and he walks to the backstage, right? And mm-hmm. the woman that was helping me, Emily, was like, you four come with me, because it was me, Robbie, and the kids. Mm-hmm. So we go back there and there's like a line full of CBS executives like waiting to talk to him. He is locked in and answering every single question that the kids ask him about, like, what are the silliest stuff, you know what I mean? He's answering every question. He's looking them in the eye. He's not even looking at these executives waiting to talk to him.
Yeah.
He's so like lasered in, taking photos, looking at our fantasy draft, like picking it apart, saying like, oh, you know, like blah, blah, blah. I can't believe you got the, you know, you're doing good, Oliver. And like, da, 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 da. So then he takes photos with all of us. This was probably like 15, 20 minutes in.
Whoa.
Takes photos with all of us and we're going to leave. And he pulls Robbie and I to the side away from the kids. Because he's a stepdad.
Mm.
And so he wanted to talk about the importance of like being a step parent and all that.
What?
I know.
That's
and
so
like,
nice.
I had a feeling he knew because when he came out to answer the questions, he was like so focused on the kids and was mm-hmm. like really attentive to them during the Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he like took his own time to pull us aside to talk about being a step parent, I was like, you are the coolest guy I've ever met.
Wow.
I'm so blown away by him. Biggest Jeff Probst fan. I can't say anything else about him.
Wow.
You
That's
know,
a great experience.
I was
right?
in Rock and Roll Jeopardy in 1999 and he was the host.
Was he nice then too?
I mean, couldn't have been nicer.
Really?
Yeah. And you got that impression. Like
yeah.
even just to us as the contestants, he was incredibly warm and incredibly nice.
Yeah.
And incredibly just casual.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't spend a lot of time talking to him, but I saw one of the contestants just talking to him after the taping was done. He's a nice guy.
Just a nice guy.
Well, if anyone can find the video, it's out there. I challenge all of you. No one's ever been able to find it.
I've tried for years to find this.
Rock and Roll Jeopardy. I won $5,000.
Wow.
Because I came in first. I had the most points. I'm sorry. I'm totally taking us off track. And in those days, if you had the most points, you got $5,000. The next year, the points became dollars. I had 14,000 points in my episode.
Wow.
They still owe me $9,000, if you ask me.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they changed the rules, and you can't argue that.
I guess not, but that was frustrating.
I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
I hate when the rules change mid.
I know.
Just after your time.
Yeah.
Just like.
Terrible.
Rude. Disrespectful.
Really?
It's rude.
Yeah.
Put some credit on the name, Mark
exactly.
Molnitsky.
So, so next time you see Jeff, bring that
right?
up.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
I'm literally like, I want to be his best friend. Like, can he come over for brunch on a Sunday? Can he come on the podcast?
I was going to say, like, what about the podcast?
He probably would.
I think he would too.
Yeah.
I mean, guy acted like he just didn't care about the time. Like, I'm like, it's 9 p.m. and he's talking to the kids like it's noon.
Yeah. It was 9 and he's talking to them like it's noon.
But do you know what I mean? There's a difference. But at 9 p.m., everyone's like trying
right.
to go to bed. At
yeah.
noon, everyone's like, we got the whole day ahead.
Yeah. Well, some people are night people, Tanya.
He might be a night person because he was just chatting it up.
Isn't that when the ceremonies happen? on Survivor?
Oh, yeah. It's the show's
the torch
long.
Ceremony.
We don't finish if we can't.
The roast ceremony.
The sad part is the shows are 90 minutes this season. So it goes from 8 to 9:30, and we don't finish the episode in the night. We watch till 9, and then we finish the episode the next day.
Wow. Just can't make it the next day, the last 30. We kind of did that with Amazing Race, too, where it was like the episodes, it would like, let's hit pause and see how much longer we have.
Yeah.
Can we make it or not? Haley's much more of a night person because she has to wind down, but
yeah.
I'll take my melatonin and I'm like,
out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
You know? Let it be like that.
So that was like really a highlight. Like, I'm still buzzing from it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a buzz?
I'm on a buzz. I'd like want to be his friend. I don't know if I should like reach out on Instagram.
You know what? I think you had a really good experience.
And just leave it at that?
No. Yeah. But like let things happen in like.
Naturally.
Naturally.
Don't force it.
Is he married?
Yeah. He's a stepdad.
So his wife has had children.
Correct.
Maybe y'all could go on a double date.
Happy to do that.
If he was like wanting to talk to you about like being a step parent, then I feel like a double date makes total sense because you all have a
super
lot in
cute,
common.
But like, how do I do that? Like, do I DM him?
Include Robbie. I mean, yeah.
I tried tagging him in all my things that I posted, just thinking that he would like respond.
See him, yeah.
I don't know if he's much on the social medias.
Uh-huh. Maybe he has someone who runs
yeah,
his social media.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's. I feel good about this
like
for you.
Like a relationship could form in 2024.
I feel that. I do feel that.
I think the Scrubbers would like him on the pod. I got a lot of DMs being like, talk about him. Let's get him on the pod.
Okay. Well, I'm down with that.
Me too.
Down for that. Okay. So Tanya put a question box on her Instagram and we got a bunch of questions. So did you pull some of those? Pluck
sure
some
did.
Of those out?
Pop some of them out.
All right. So we're going to answer a few of those. Oh, also, I don't know, Bart Johnson, who is Troy Bolton's dad in High School Musical series. Not the series.
The series.
The
of
movies.
Films. Yeah.
High School Musical, the series.
No. The OG. So his wife is Robin Lively, who I am obsessed with. She was on the podcast many moons ago. I would love to have her back, but... I love her. She's one of my friends. And then Bart just, they know I love McDonald's. So every time he goes to a new country or like is traveling, he will take a video. If he sees McDonald's, he'll take a video and he'll tag me in an Instagram post. And it's like it's one of my favorite things because they come out of nowhere. Like I don't talk to him ever. And then I'll just be like, Bart Johnson tagged you in a story. And then I'll go look and he was in Paris and he like stumbled upon the McDonald's. So I repost it and everyone's like, this is the most wholesome thing ever. Like, what is this backstory? So it's really simple. That's the backstory. Just he knows I love McDonald's. Every time he travels, he posts about it. And it's just one of my favorite things ever.
You should do that too when you travel.
I should.
Like find the...
I tried to pitch like a series.
Heartthrob. That's not the right word. The like pinnacle... fast food chain that's at the place you're visiting.
So my...
Is that the right word I'm choosing?
I don't
Pinnacle?
Know. Pinnacle? I'm not sure what... I don't
Optimal?
Really know what you... I don't know what you're looking for. But I did pitch an idea where I traveled to different places in the world and tried like... Because every McDonald's in different countries and places has its own menu
sauce?
Items.
Oh, menu items.
Maybe some sauces too.
I would imagine the sauces are different.
Yeah,
depending
probably
on the
some
region.
Different sauces, but also like totally different. Like we went in Japan and they had like all these crazy desserts and sides. And I tried to pitch it as like a series, but it didn't get picked up. So maybe Bart
2024.
And I, maybe Bart and I can go on a round the world journey and do a show together.
Yes.
Yeah, but everyone's like, oh my gosh, you're like like right there. You're basically best friends with Blake Lively. And I'm like, no.
Adjacent.
No, but I'm not.
But adjacent. Best friends with her sister is pretty close,
degree,
if you ask me.
I'm a degree away.
Yeah, 1 degree.
Yeah, essentially. I'm 1 degree away from besties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like me and Jeff Probst.
No. Because that's not adjacent.
That's
full
direct.
Bestie mode.
Yeah, that's full... heart-to-heart connection.
Heart-to-heart. Okay, we will be right back and answer some questions.
Can I
rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
All right, we're back. Wait, before we get started, so I had this moment over the last few days where, okay, I have never in my life cared about getting older and like the age thing.
Oh, no, don't tell me you're just going to make me spiral.
No, I'm not. Well, I don't mean to make you spiral, but I don't know what happened, and maybe it was my deep luteal that got me in this, but I was just like, oh, this is what happened. So I was already in this headspace of just feeling like, oh, I don't feel good about myself. I just feel, I even just like the food thing. Like I felt tired, no energy. Right. And it's almost like your body's like, hey, you had your fun. Your metabolism was off charts. Now
get into
reality. It's time. So I've just been feeling it. And then Allie and I went to this Mean Girls event, which was really cute and fun. But like I was looking around and I was thinking there are people that were not born yet when the original Mean Girls came out.
Yeah.
And that really hit me in the heart.
Yeah. And made you feel what?
Old. And then I was, someone said something about the 1980s and I was like, oh yeah, it was like 20 years ago. No, that was like almost 40 years. That was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And that, cause I was born in 1988. So that really hit me. So anyways, I'm just like really processing the fact that I'm getting older, and it's nothing about like, oh, what I haven't achieved or done or anything. It's more about just like feeling old around younger people.
See, you know what's funny? I like don't have that. Like,
yeah, you're more of like what you expected to have done. Like
like I'm like, oh, like I'm like more of like the, what's it called? The, What's the thing called? The clock? The clock that we have?
The biological clock?
Yes, I'm like the biological clock girly. But what really blows my mind is when I'm like watching these seasons of Survivor and like there's a contestant that's like 43.
Yeah.
And that's Robbie's age. Uh-huh. Or no, sorry, he's 44. But whatever. They're like around Robbie's age. And this guy looks like Santa Claus. And I'm like, that like blows my mind. Like, yeah. I'm like, this is like, you're the same age as my fiance. And this guy looks like Santa.
He's got a big white beard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Blows my mind. I'm like, are we old? Like, so I'm confused.
That night after the Mean Girls thing where it really started spiraling, I was running chasing Phoebe, and Haley had one of those like exercise bands, you know, that you like you'd put on for your glute exercise.
Oh, we love them.
And they have like a sticky, like, you know, they're
sticky grippy on the inside.
Yeah. Just like a grippy material. And it was laying in the floor and I was chasing Phoebe and my foot got caught in it. But because the material, it got like almost like kind of gripped to the floor. Uh-huh. And I tripped and I fell so hard. Like I hit the ground so hard. And I'm like pretty agile. So even if I tripped, I normally wouldn't fall.
Yeah.
I'd be able to catch myself. And Haley was like, babe, are you okay? I've never seen you fall before. And just like kept harping on the fact that I fell and she's never seen me fall before. And I was like, I am like, am I old? Like I couldn't catch myself anymore.
Right.
You know, and I know it was just like, I honestly had taken an edible and like, it was just like a lot of things combined. But I was like, is my body like giving out on me? I was like aching, like needed to ice my knee.
So this is a dark time for Becca Tilly.
I'm hoping...
Prayers
but,
up.
But no worries because I ordered a humidifier and that's supposed to promote youthfulness for your skin, hair.
I've been
and...
wanting to get a humidifier, actually. I used to sleep with one pre-Robbie and then I stopped. And I don't know why I stopped.
Okay,
I think it was like kind of embarrassing.
Oh, why? It's like so know. Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. Like
it's
back
not your
in the
vibe
early
to
days.
Be embarrassed about something like that.
I can't remember why I stopped using that thing.
But I was thinking, I think it gets really dry, and that's why Phoebe coughs at night.
Oh.
So I'm on, I think we're on to something here.
Wow.
Because Haley was like, you know, I wake up and my throat's really dry, so maybe at night that's why she's like hacking. Because it mostly happens at night.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. Anyways, do y'all ever feel...
Oh, jeez.
Do you ever just feel like, I feel like a boomer sometimes. Well, I'm just look, like, I'm a boomer.
And you're at the age now, you're both at the age now where you're kind of experiencing that for the first time, right? When you were in your 20s, your early 30s, you were part of that young team. And now you're kind of, there's a separation a little
Mid-30s.
Bit between millennials and the Gen Zs that are coming up. And you're like, oh gosh, I'm not the young generation anymore. There's a new one.
Yeah.
Now that's happened a couple of times for me because I'm older than you guys. And my the fact that I have a daughter going to college next year really makes me feel old. But and I've mentioned before on the show, ear gauges make me feel old because I don't get it. You know the big holes in the earlobes?
Yeah.
Watching people paying money to watch other people play video games makes me feel old because mm-hmm. I don't get it. There's a new one to add to the list. My daughter's on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I get most of what they're into. The music, the TikTok, the TV shows. Like I really try to stay dialed in. They send all of their friends photos of their faces all day long and I don't get it. They get in the car after school. And so they've been at school all day, so they've got 50 of these to deal with in their inbox on Snapchat, and each one is just, send, send, pose, send, hi, send. It's not a special thing. Sometimes it's just the quarter of their face. Sometimes they're smiling. Sometimes they're not.
Is there anything written on them?
None.
Just a photo.
It's a photo, and they get these streaks going. You know the streaks?
Yeah, yeah. That's why they have to keep the streak going.
Right, and they do it so it's like 50, and then by the time we get home, most of those people have now responded to their faces. It's like a full-time job to be sending your face back and forth to these other students. I don't get it. Makes me feel old.
Yeah, well, add that to my list, because I don't get that either.
But like, why
you
do
would probably like that, though.
Yeah, I would probably like that. Yeah. But like, also, I don't know, I feel like I don't want to be young anymore. Like, you know what I mean? When I look back at Tanya at 24, I'm like, she was kind of sad. She didn't know her worth.
Yeah.
She was lonely.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad that you are happy where you are.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, me I don't want to be young.
Take me back to, if I could go back to like 27 and meet Haley then, I would love to go back to 27.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, not me. I think I started getting pretty good around that age.
But in my life, in general, like my life or my life phases, I'm very happy and content. It's more like my inner turmoil.
Right. Like, I'm like, I like the things that I know. Like, I like that I've seen Mean Girls. I wouldn't want to grow up not have watching Mean Girls.
No. Me too. I'm so honored that I was part of the original Mean Girls generation.
Right.
It's more of like the feeling of getting older and then like also like feeling like physically you look older. And I know it's all like vanity stuff. It's just a weird thing. If you've been through it, you know what it's like to go like, oh, I notice things like changing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, and maybe it was just, my period was so dark this time.
Yeah, I can get
you. Y'all are so lucky that you...
I think about it every day.
I know. Every month, we just bleed.
Every month. This isn't like, vaginas. Once a year thing where I feel really dark
Every month.
Bleed.
Every month. It comes up every 3 weeks, essentially, because you feel like it for like a week.
Yeah. And I'm in a house now with three periods every month. And so, yeah, I get it. And I do feel very fortunate.
You don't get it.
I don't get it. You're right. Thank you. I don't get it. And I feel very fortunate that I don't have to deal with it.
But also being around three people with
I have
that
to deal with
a
it
too.
A different way. Yeah.
That's prickly.
Okay, let's get to some questions. Thank you, everyone, for my chat. You want to take a break?
I think so.
Fine.
Okay, sure.
Great. Love breaks.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I feel like therapy, in all seriousness, it wasn't something I ever knew I needed until I started doing it and I realized how much of an impact it had on my entire life.
I think the thing with therapy that's so good is I think that everybody has an ego. We all think that our way is the right way and it's the only way, when in reality, there is no right or wrong way. And I think therapy really opened me up to that. Like, I'm playing therapist in some of my relationships. That's right.
That's right.
That's how much therapy has helped me.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
All right. Now we will get to the questions. Tanya, do you want to kick it off with some of your favorites?
Yes. I'm going to kick it off with maybe I'll say that one for last. Asking Becca something. What is your six-word memoir for 2023?
Memoir?
Yeah. Six-word memoir for 2023.
You sprung this on me and...
I gave you a good 30 minutes to think about it.
I know, but I was trying to do the podcast. I was doing a podcast while...
Just think about the last year and give us a phrase that like embodies that in six words.
I want to feel more youthful.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's not the direction I thought you were going
to
go with.
No, because I want to feel more youthful. I want to like feel good and like I want my body to feel better and healthy and young.
You know what you need? You need Dakota Johnson energy. Did you see that?
I have that energy.
She sleeps 14 hours a day. I'm like...
14?
Yes, yeah, 10 to 14 like, is like what she needs.
She's like, concerned. Sleep is the her most number one important priority. Thing to me. And also...
She'd like, drop anything to get to a, take bath. A bath. I'm like...
No, that is me. Like, that is me. So I need to do that. I do that. So what is she doing outside of that to have energy, you know? Maybe she doesn't.
Maybe she just needs a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Mine is going to be life is a roller coaster baby. Is roller coaster one word? No, it's two. Two? Life is a roller coaster baby. Because when I think back about this time last year, like it was a different time. It went down, up, down, up.
A
lot can happen in a year.
Do you remember I used to talk about wanting like to sleep in different beds when I was with someone? A lot can happen. A lot can change.
A lot can change. Okay, this is for you, Becca, specifically. If Becca proposed, how would she do it?
I can't share that.
Does she think she or Haley will propose?
Probably me. And... I don't know, but I do know it needs to be very thoughtful and creative because I love doing stuff that's like a surprise element.
Yeah.
No one will know.
Not even me?
No one will know.
What?
Yeah. You won't. No one will know till it happens.
Maybe it's happened already.
Yeah, it hasn't. But
you wouldn't tell me?
No one. Not a single soul. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm not good at keeping secrets like that. So I think I'd probably have like a select. Actually, I'd have a select few because I know I would tell you and then I'd be like, do not tell a soul. And you're like, gotcha. Robbie, don't tell anybody. Right, this.
Right. But then the chain ends there. Like, who's he going to tell?
You might tell me.
No, I would not.
You might.
No, I would not. In fact, told me not to tell anybody. I would tell Robbie. And then that's where the chain ends. He's not going
to
tell anyone.
You might tell me because you need me to prepare something for that day's podcast. Like, oh, hey, here's the deal. So Becca's proposing, so I need you to put up these clips.
Oh, maybe.
Becca tunes into Kiss that morning and you hear Secrets going, your friend is trying to propose. It's a big secret. Who do you tell?
Or like we haven't told, like it happened. And I was like, Tanya, it happened. Don't tell anyone. And next thing I know, it's like blasted on the morning show with Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, in a same-sex relationship, do you have to discuss those things in advance? Because what if you go to propose and she's like, oh, I was going to do this. I had a whole thing planned for next Wednesday.
There's this couple that's like popular on TikTok. They both went on this like sailboat and they both... proposed.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
That is pretty great.
But no, we've talked about it and I just feel like it would be on me to do it first because I'm the one who's not like, oh, I'm dreaming of a wedding, you know? I think she would be, I guess it would depend on who's more like ready to get, like who's like waiting for the ring.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
But why is one of you waiting for the ring? Wouldn't that person who's waiting for the ring just propose?
No, I'm saying like if we were talking about it, okay, like we're ready for the next phase of our relationship to move into that place. I feel like I would be the first one to propose. But I would also like a ring. If I'm going to propose, I'd like a ring too.
Right.
Like, you know, tit for tat.
Yeah.
Let me send some designs over to you.
I'll tell you a great thing to do is just talk it into their phone.
Oh, yeah.
So then the ads
start popping up. Yeah, Emerald cut engagement ring.
By the way, remember when we had our dinner a couple of weeks ago? And one of the topics of conversation around the table at our big podcast dinner was it was Ben and Dean and Robbie, and the topic of low testosterone came up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've been getting testosterone boosting ads on my phone ever since that night.
Oh, yeah. Robbie told me you texted
him. I texted him and told him that. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. That was a hot topic that night.
But that's what I'm saying. You could go into, like, just like if she goes to the restroom, grab her phone, or just talk into it and say, like, oval cut. Engagement.
Oh no! I'll send exactly what I want because okay. I'm not. Right. I'm like.
Yeah, I didn't do that either.
Yeah.
You totally didn't do that. You started looking
at rings like a year and a half before you got proposed to, so you also knew what you wanted.
Facts. God willing, when will Tanya want to start having beautiful babies on my honeymoon?
Mm.
Or before?
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Probably about my honeymoon. The minute
you'll be ready to pull the goalie as soon as you tie
the knot. The minute we say I do.
Wow, great.
Wow.
I'm ready now.
Yeah, but we also thought that you were going to have a ring on your finger and then by the first weekend you would have every single thing planned out. So
yeah.
I think, I don't know.
Baby though is not like, I don't need, there's no people pleasing in having a baby. That's like my baby. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people pleasing in having a wedding. My gosh, when it comes to your time, you're going to have trouble with it, too.
No.
I think you will.
Yeah, probably will.
Yeah. You don't realize it. I never realized it until I was in it. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So wait, the answer is as soon as
I say I do.
It's so
husband and wife
to imagine pregnant Tanya waddling into the morning show. It's so odd to think about that.
I can so picture it. And also, it feels so crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just like one of those things where all of a sudden you like don't ever expect to see someone in a certain phase of life. And then you do. And you're like, oh, how did I never picture this? This feels so natural.
Yeah. Thank you. I know the fact that I hold my dog like a baby. It's time for me.
It's going to be an emotional time. Life is a roller coaster, baby might be the perfect description for your memoir.
My memoir. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Biggest takeaway this year, personally and professionally. Actually, before we do that one, let's go to this one just because it coincides with the baby. What do you both use for birth control?
Wow, what an invasive question.
People are really feeling comfortable these days. Well, that's interesting. Such a thoughtful question.
Nice that she included both of you.
Yeah, thank you for being inclusive.
Yeah.
I am not on birth control. Mm. We're very safe.
Yeah, natural planning method, right?
Yeah. And like, I've never been on birth control. Like for, maybe I should now that my hormones are just like going off the rails.
No,
I'm just kidding. No, I'm very fortunate that I've never needed to be on birth control for any reason. So thank you so much for including me, and I'm not on it. So thank you.
So I as well am not on birth control. I have not been on birth control for like a decade now. I was on it. I think I started taking it when I was 19, when I lost my virginity, and I was on it through my like big boyfriend, like that big breakup. And after he and I broke up, I got off birth control and I never got back on it.
Oh.
So I've been off of it for a while. A lot of people ask me that all the time, which is so weird.
Because they're probably like, how are you not getting pregnant?
I guess it's natural cycles. Like I'm very in tune with my body and when I'm ovulating. And so I take extra precautions in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's.
There's no condoms involved?
Thank you for asking, Mark.
Well, it seems like the question is, what birth control do you use? And the answer is condoms?
The answer is natural cycles.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of faith.
In my own body. Like, I feel like I'm very in tune with my cycle.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they call the rhythm method?
No, I think it's called natural cycles.
Okay.
But I also think that, like, you're at a place, too, where if you were to get pregnant that you would be like,
right, fine,
let's go.
Yeah. right. Yeah. There's not like a, yeah, it's fear different when that. You're in your 20s.
Yeah. And you're like, I can't do
that. I don't
that
know
right
what
yet.
I would do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I use a little thing called a vasectomy, and I highly recommend it to everyone out there who has kids and you're done having kids. Have your husband do it because it's great.
Well, actually, you know what's funny? When I got into this relationship, I was going to get an IUD because they have like, they have non-hormonal IUDs. I think they're copper. But then I really was like looking into it and I was like, I don't want a foreign object just chilling up there. Like, who
Allison
knows?
Allison had that for a while.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to anybody that has them, but like for me, I was just like, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
That makes sense. You're very particular about what you put into your body. So
yeah, like some apparatus up there, like not for me. But all again, right. Each to each their own.
Yeah, different things for everybody.
Yeah, different strokes, different strokes.
Yeah, different frokes, different strokes.
Okay, biggest takeaway this year, personally and professionally.
Personally. You know, personally, I think I've realized that as I get older, I'm seeing things like my personality. I'm noticing things that I want to be better at as a partner in terms of like, or just like a person, like in any relationship, whether it's with Haley or my friends, whatever it is like being patient and being able to say, like, I realize I have an issue where I feel like I need to control things. And, like, if someone does something that's not the way that I would do it, it, like, bothers me to a point.
Oh, my gosh. This is my life lesson, too. But continue.
Because I feel like my brain goes, that's not the right way to do it because that's not how I would do it. Mm-hmm. And it causes me to get really frustrated and I feel... like it works me up. And in my mind, I'm like, why do I do that? Because I do things that would be a way that they want to do it. And it doesn't seem to bother them like it bothers me. So I'm really wanting to work on that of like, it's called, I think I've talked about this before. Mel Robbins talked about it. It's on her podcast. It's called like the Let Them Theory. And it's just like, if they want to do something and maybe you're fearful that like, oh, they're going to get hurt or it's going to end badly. Sometimes you just got to let them. Mm-hmm. And like be there for them, be a good friend, be a good partner, but also be like, I don't control this situation and not basically, I just want to relinquish control. I can only control myself, my actions, how I treat people, how I respond. And I don't want to do it for other people anymore because it's like taking up energy that is not productive.
It's so crazy that you say that because that is my biggest takeaway from the year also. And it's not so much about control. It's like I've been experiencing a lot of disrespect in certain relationships, certain areas. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very sensitive person. I'm a Cancer. So I get my feelings hurt a lot. And everyone says, just let it roll off your back. Like, just don't care about what. And I'm like, I care. Mm-hmm. I care. Mm-hmm. I'm a person that cares and feels and is sensitive. And so what I realized is I can't just keep letting myself get hurt. So I'm creating boundaries for myself, for my mental health. And I think that's going to be a game changer for me moving forward because I was like that kid that like, you know, it's like, don't touch the stove. You're going to burn yourself. And mm-hmm. I kept like touching the stove mm-hmm. and I'm just not going to touch the stove anymore.
Yeah. It's just like peace, entering like a peaceful state.
Yeah. But I think what you said about like, you can't control anybody else ever, no matter what you do, you can only control how you let it affect you or what, like, or your closeness to the situation. And sometimes just removing yourself from the situation is like, brings the biggest peace.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
biggest piece, the most
the
peace.
The most peace.
Yeah.
And the biggest piece of peace.
And the biggest, I'm always wanting the biggest piece of peace.
Yeah. Professionally, I would say, being like a little more of a go-getter and not being stuck in the feeling of feeling stuck. Instead of, because I know there's just lulls where you feel stuck in your career or something, but I feel like instead of staying in the lull and being like, I just feel stuck and waiting to feel unstuck, like being proactive to not feel stuck anymore.
Yeah.
And saying yes to things that might scare me. That would be my professional.
Yeah, my professional is, I feel like I was surviving a lot of 2023, meaning like just doing what I needed to do when I needed to do it,
mm-hmm.
and not thriving. And I want to be thriving again.
You want to be thriving.
I want to be thriving, which again, I think comes into balance because I'm always just like doing everything that I possibly freaking can. And I think I need to start like working smarter instead of harder.
Okay. I like that. No, working smarter instead of harder.
Yeah. Like, but I want to be thriving. Like I want to, I think, you know, and like we've talked about it too with the podcast. Like we hit a point where we're just like, what are we doing? Are we, is anybody out there? And like, we're just doing what we need to do to survive instead of doing what we need to do to thrive. Mm. And there's a huge difference, a huge mindset change. So yeah. I want to thrive again.
Same. I'd love to thrive.
And then here's like a little easier one. Who would win in Survivor among the four of you, Tanya, Becca, Robbie, and Haley? I'll tell you who's not winning is me. I'll take myself right out of that equation.
I'm going to go ahead and eliminate Haley as I feel her food allergies would be an issue.
Well, no, she's only eating rice.
No, well, she can't have rice. Yeah, unless they have brown rice.
Oh, wow.
She needs to eat like every 2 hours. So,
So
I'm going to eliminate her. And
I would probably, so she'd probably be out first. Then
yeah,
me.
I would outlast her. Yeah.
So Robbie or Becca?
We might be the final two because of our stubborn, like both of us not letting the other one beat.
I feel like your athletic abilities would keep you winning the immunity challenges more.
Wow.
But I feel like he might outwit you because he's like chess player. He can like play the game, I think.
I'm
smarter.
A little sneakier than you're giving me credit for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. I don't show all my cards.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It'd be a tight race.
It sounds like Becca's the winner.
It would be like our ping pong matches where you never know who's going to come out on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's really why I think we do well in Amazing Race, because I do think Robbie and I would like maybe have the worst reputation because we'd be so mean to each other. But there'd be no hard feelings.
Yeah, true.
Like you'd just be like, we're getting through this to win, but like. Well, we're going to be fine after this.
Yeah. Last and final question. Who did Becca go on a date with right before she met Haley from Gilmore Girls?
Oh my gosh. We. What did it say?
It says, who did Becca go on a date with right before she met Haley from Gilmore Girls?
I didn't know Haley was on Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, that could be worded a bit more clear.
Oh.
I don't understand the right question. What is Gilmore Girls?
Who did Becca go on a date with right before she met Haley, period, from Gilmore Girls?
So the person she went on a date with is from Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
Did you want a date with Scott Patterson, host of I Am All In?
No, I don't. In the day,
star of the Saw movies?
Back in the day, I would have loved to have gone on a date with Scott Patterson. Let me tell you. Luke
Him
from
and
Luke's
Little
Diner.
Big League? Oh, man.
Yeah. So still not going to give it up?
No.
No. All right. Fair shot.
Worth a shot.
Sorry, Brenly Yingly.
So I've got a game for. By the way, it's the birthday game from last week. But today is such an incredible birthday day that I feel like we have to play this game today.
Oh,
December 18th. Everybody was born today.
Every single person.
Every single person was born today. So are you ready to play the game?
Like who?
Here we go. It's the birthday game. Whoever gets the most points is our winner. We're going to start with Tanya. Tanya, today is Billie Eilish's birthday. How old is she today?
22.
Becca.
21.
21, Easton.
23.
She is 22 years old. Wow. Tanya got it right. She got lucky to guess first. Also birthday today, Sia. Sia's birthday today. How old is Sia today, Becca Tilly?
48.
Let's go to Easton.
49.
Let's go to Tanya.
43.
The first guest gets it again. Sia's 48. Way to go, Becca. Oops, sorry. There you go.
This looks good for.
You know who else's birthday is today? Brad Pitt's birthday is today.
Wow.
Easton, how old's Brad Pitt today?
Brad Pitt is 52.
52, Tanya. Oh,
Brad Pitt is 55.
55, Becca.
57.
It's a milestone for Brad Pitt today. He 16? Is 60 oh. years old. Damn. So Becca gets the point on that one. She is the closest. Happy birthday, Brad. You know whose birthday is today? Christina Aguilera is having her birthday today. Tanya, how old is she?
She is also 43.
43. Let's go to Becca.
She's 41.
Okay. Let's go to Easton.
Xtina is 45.
Okay. Now, Tanya, why do you say also 43? No one else has been 43 in this particular list.
I guess 43 for somebody is the, I think.
Well, you know who is 43? Christina Aguilera is 43. Two for Tanya, two for Becca.
We're good at this.
You know whose birthday is today? Katie Holmes. It's Katie Holmes' birthday today. Becca, how old is Katie Holmes today?
Katie Holmes is probably, she's probably 45.
45. Let's go to Easton.
42.
Tanya.
44.
Becca's just right. Oh, she's 45. Wow. I mean, these people know their birthdays. It's three for Becca, two for Tanya. Once again, Easton, no points.
Oh, man.
So if you get this, we'll do it. If Tanya gets this, we'll do a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Otherwise, Becca wins. And I chose this person because of Tanya's close personal relationship to the family. Steven Spielberg's birthday is today. Tanya and his sister hung out on a flight once, and I believe have been in touch since.
Yes, Nancy Spielberg took us out to dinner, Robbie and I.
That is very sweet. How old is Steven, though, today? Easton, you have the honors this round.
I'm still in it. I can still pull this together. Steven Spielberg is 71.
71, Tanya.
80.
74.
74. Well, we have a tie.
Oh, Tanya, is he 80?
Steven Spielberg is 77, exactly, between 80 and 74. Oh, so I think
no
we have to throw this one out. No points.
Wow.
So we do have another one. So we'll throw that one out and do another one. Now we have to go to tomorrow. Tomorrow, a guy that we know well, all too well, Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday is tomorrow. How old is Jake Gyllenhaal tomorrow, Tanya?
44.
Becca?
43.
43, Easton?
42.
For the win, Jake Gyllenhaal is 43 years old. Wow. Becca's your winner.
What does she win, Mark?
Becca, congratulations. You have won
the birthday game.
The birthday game. Congratulations.
Secret holiday card.
Right there. Nice picture of his family. And so ends today's birthday game and today's podcast and our podcasts for the year, except for one. Next Monday, by popular demand, our own demand, it's the Mark and Easton Show. That's right. We did it once before. I believe it was the last episode of 2020, if you want to go back and check that out. It was very fun. People seem to enjoy it.
What are y'all doing this year?
Mostly talking about you two.
Oh,
yes. By the way, we talked about you a lot in that last one. You guys never listened, but we talked about you both a lot.
A lot of complimentary things, too.
Wow. Yeah,
very nice.
Let me tune in this year.
Yeah, you might want to. Yeah. Anyway, so tune in for that, the Mark and Easton Show, and then Tanya and Becca are back to ring in 2024.
That's right, Jan 2nd.
Yeah, so.
And on the docket, words of the year.
Visions.
I want to create a guest list. And I'm talking like guests that we really want on the pod. Okay. Like Aline Kashishian.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? People that I think our listeners would really like to hear from that have cool, insightful stories in the industry, maybe not in the industry. So a guest list.
Love that.
I guess that's it.
That's it. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate,
Happy New Year. We love you so much.
We love
you. And we will see you next year.
See you on the other side.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
21 Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.